We are raising a new cybersecurity alarm in Barbados this morning. It is coming from Barbadian cybersecurity specialist Neil Hines. He's a former policeman here, served as an investigator with the U.S. Embassy. He's a digital forensics examiner and a certified expert in cyber investigations, and is in the final stages of a bachelor's degree in cyber and network security and terrorism.
We are realizing that we have an increase of MERS virus. It's called MERS virus. What it is a virus that attacks your files, and the hacker literally takes control of your files, encrypts your files, and then sends you an email in saying that all your files have been encrypted with MERS virus. And to get reaccess to your files, you have to pay them in bitcoins. Now, the payment varies from 1,000 to millions and billions of dollars, depending on the files that they have. So we are seeing this as an increase of attacks within the business sector, within Barbados and the Caribbean islands. These guys are attacking places that have data, huge amounts of data. So like attorneys' offices, businesses that control data sets, that may be using the data sets to deliver services or deliver products that have information relative to their business operations.
According to Mr. Hines, restaurants from which you order food are examples of those that are threatened.
You have to give them your name, your address, and telephone number. So that those data sets are being housed within their networks. So if a person wants to stop you from getting to your clients or delivering to your clients in a set, what they do is then that they take that information, encrypt it, and prevent you from accessing it. So you can't make your deliveries on time if you're delivering a service. Products-wise, or even attorneys. For attorneys, you have all the client's information. So if you can't access the client information to do their legal documents, then your business, your law firm is being hampered, and your client's information is out in the open.
But just how serious a threat is it?
It is very, 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 very serious. It is extremely serious to the point where I have actually a client who called me yesterday and said that they were attacked. And I'm currently right now going through their system to find out where the attack occurred and trying to help them to get back their data.
So what can you do to avoid such an attack?
There are some very simple things that businesses and individuals can do in order to either A, prevent, or B, if they're attacked, that they can be able not to pay the ransom, or even if they pay the ransom, which we don't really advise because there's no guarantee you'll get back your data, is that if you do pay the data, you get back your data, then you need to really have a technician or a person who is qualified enough to go into your network and find out where the hack occurred and prevent that hack from occurring again. So businesses, lawyer firms, every person that carries huge amounts of data or even small amounts of data need to really understand that these attacks can hamper their business and there are things that they can do to prevent. So things like have an on-site and off-site backup of your files so that if you're attacked and the person said that they have your files, you can tell them, but you don't have to pay the ransom because you have your files backed up somewhere else and not online. Things like increase your firewalls. Just don't use Windows firewall. Use better firewall protections to your files. Use a lot of antivirus software that detects malware. Don't let your employees or persons click on links, because most of these links that you get in emails, in these phishing emails especially, have this virus embedded, so that when you click on a link, it replicates through your system. your entire network system. And if you are infected, the best thing to do is to remove that particular system off the network and have it investigated before you even think about accessing that network for that system again.
Cybersecurity specialist Neil Hines speaking with us from Florida on Sagicor's Early Business.